Hello and welcome to Teacher Needs Drink Podcast. I am Elvis, your host, and this is a not safe for work podcast. We are teachers who love our jobs and want to keep them, and so we'd like to be able to talk honestly about them. So we are going to remain anonymous and use pseudonyms throughout the podcast. Teacher Needs Drink Podcast comes out every Wednesday and is brought to you special courtesy from our Patreons. So if you'd like to be a Patreon donor, you can go for as little as $5 and get lots of extra bonus content, extra episodes, lost episodes, interviews with the host. There's all kinds of great stuff on there, so check it out. I'd like to do a big shout out to all of my Patreons. So here we go, real quick. I'd like to thank Sam B, India G, Lucy P, Mary E, Jamie B, Hope H, Aaron D, Kristen W, Vanessa J, Mary C, Haley M, Barry N, Rylan L, Catherine S, Perla C, Kelsey W, RJR, Kara T, Kristen C, Amanda T, Johanna H, Tony and Christina K, Irma A, Rebecca J, Melissa M, Lisa S, Casey B, and Sarah N. Once again, if you'd like to be one of our Patreons, go to Patreon, find Teach Eats Drink Podcast, and for as little as $5, you get to do it. I'd also like to thank our sponsor, Lud Lam Dramatics. If you are a theater teacher or have one in your building, send them to Lud Lam Dramatics, where they can get lots of educational theater classroom posters on a huge variety of topics, such as the fundamentals of being on stage, what is the legacy robe, what theater can do for you in the real world. Yes, check it out, ludlamdramatics.com. If you have a story or something you'd like to share with us here at Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast, you can hit us up on Instagram or Facebook or through the contact page of our website, teacherneedsadrinkpodcast.com. And one of the best things you can do to help us out is just find one person and tell them about us. Tell them something you heard on the podcast that you like and enjoy. Now, as you might know, last week I was out with COVID, and this week I missed the recording too because of COVID. But I am back on my feet after 12 days bedbound. It was pretty miserable hell. I don't wish it upon anybody. But I'll be back for our next recording, but I'd like to really thank Shirley Temper for stepping up and being host this week. She knocks it out of the park. That's all. I hope my friends enjoy this. Cheers.
It's like the cherry on the shit sundae.
Cherry on the shit sundae. That sounds like something I should say.
Welcome to Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. I am Shirley Temper, your substitute host, and with me as always, except never, because this is only the second time I've hosted, is the stinky Turd Ferguson.
Why, thank you. I appreciate that wonderful introduction.
I do what I can. And the lovely, the luscious Lucille Lane.
Hey, guys.
And crunching in the corner on her delicious chips, sweet little Bunny O'Hare.
Hey, baby.
Man, I don't know about you guys, but this has been the shittiest week I've had in a long time. And I don't know if it's because it's the week before the Thanksgiving break. I mean, Thanksgiving break. What year is this? This is 2016. I don't know what
time
you're talking about.
Time doesn't mean anything anymore. Time is a social construct.
Right? It is. So we all know as teachers that like next week's going to be stupid. Because it's the last week before winter break, and everything that you – they're just going to be – they're already out the door. This week, my kids were like 1 foot out the door already, and I was like, bros, we have a whole other week left. And they were like, they didn't give a shit.
No.
And, you know, it is what it is. But what was super frustrating this week, we had so many miscommunications that were dangerous that – I actually had to call my teacher organization and talk to them about it because I didn't feel safe. And this was like the first time so far this whole school year that I thought, wow, they really done fucked up here. So basically what happened is I had a kid who was out for a long time, but a lot of times my virtual students, they'll come back in person for a while and then they'll switch to virtual, and I won't get an email about anything. I won't get any information. So it just, you know, you just kind of roll with it. So she was here for a little while and then she left. She comes back this week on Tuesday and says, hey, Mrs. Temper, I'm so sorry that I wasn't here. And I was like, well, honey, I just assumed you switched to virtual because you sent me all your work. You're great. She was like, hey, so you're my second period teacher. My first period teacher didn't know that I tested positive for COVID. And that's why I wasn't in your classroom. And I froze. And I looked at the sweet baby and I said, excuse me? She said, yes, ma'am. I tested positive for COVID. And I just want to let you know that I called the nurse and reported it. My mother called the nurse and reported it. We both called my counselor and reported it and wanted to make sure that you guys knew that you were potentially exposed because I tested positive and I was in your classroom. I received no information about this.
Jesus.
Oh my God. So I call my one assistant principal who has my back and I explain the situation. They were properly horrified, wrote down all the information, was like, I'll see what I can do. I'm so sorry. That's mortifying. And this was such a long time ago. I mean, I've been very fortunate, you know, not like our poor Elvis and our poor Rosie. I haven't had any symptoms or anything. In fact, I went that same day and went ahead and got a rapid test just because I'm paranoid and I tested negative, all those things. Mm-hmm. But what upset me the most is he was horrified, but nobody else was. I didn't hear anything from him, and that's usually his way of saying, ain't nobody care. Mm. So additionally, literally the next day on Wednesday, there was a student in the auditorium testing, like taking SAT. They were doing some testing or whatever, and she tested positive. So they do these – I don't know if you guys do these. They like have these weird chemical health bombs.
We have a spray.
Okay, yeah.
But I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. It's like a room bomb. And they had to do it for the auditorium, which is a pretty big space. And so apparently they did it, and you're not supposed to walk through it or breathe that in for 4 to 6 hours.
Oh, Jesus.
Guess who didn't tell me?
Oh, shit. Mm.
Guess who walked through that dang auditorium? Because I cut through there probably 6 to 7 times a day. I go to the office, I check the bathroom, I check for, you know, people who like to hide in there, whatever. And I thought, wow, it smells really weird in here. Like 6 or 7 times and no one told me.
How did they not put signs on the door? Because like there's you, there's, you know, God knows kids probably go in there from time to time. Like, how did they not?
How about this?
Yeah. Why didn't they just lock the doors?
Well, I mean, I have my ways, but why didn't they just send us an email?
Or even that.
Just a simple email that was like, hey, please don't go into this space for 4 to 6 hours. I would have been like, cool, my bad. I'll fix that. And it was just it, and then today, and this is the pièce de résistance, that one AP that I was talking about, the one that I trust, got offered a job as an assistant superintendent in a different city and is yeeting like January 2nd. So I am fucked. And he's the one that's doing, because remember I have a ghost interim who nobody really knows. He's been doing his job, like the full job of a principal. And I imagine that's why he's leaving, because he's doing the principal's job and not getting salary or recognition for it. So y'all, welcome to the shit show. Tell me about your week, Lucille. I know you had a poopy week as well.
Yeah, it was just like packed with things like requirements and like, oh, by the way, we want this done by Friday when it's like Tuesday, you know, and it's like in-depth things. I felt like I haven't been this busy all year. And let me tell you, between like in-person and virtual teaching, I felt like I didn't know where to start. I felt like crying. I felt like just laughing at it. And at one point, I just sat in my chair for like, I don't know, 10 minutes or so and just stared and was like, what do I do? What's first? Because I don't know even where to start. You know, getting documentation for kids. I'm getting notice that I have to go and do some inclusion because people are not coming to work. When you're trying to meet minutes, virtual and in person, it's almost impossible. It was just like exhausting. I sat down today for the first time, what I felt like was just like a real sit down where I can just let my whole body loose, like on the couch. And I felt like I was just melting. Like my body just was, all right, this is it. I'm going to let it all go. It felt amazing.
Good for you.
I can't wait till break. I mean, I do have my summative next week, but that's really it.
What about you, turd face?
Next week is survival mode. Then, you know, we'll just do what we can to get all the way to next Friday. And there you have it. I mean,
what about you, sweet little cotton-tailed bunny?
This week wasn't too bad. I feel a little bad sharing mine after all of
those. How dare you?
Horrible package, but my week wasn't too bad.
There is a Reddit post that I would like to read. It's by Miss Kisses. Mm-hmm. Entitled Imposter Syndrome. I feel as though I do not fit into being a teacher. Going into the profession, I thought that I was what was needed. I was always a bad kid. I had good grades. I always succeeded in school, despite what was going on in my brain and how I was constantly breaking down. I was never the good kid. Always had to fight to be advanced, be in the advanced courses. Entering the system, I feel as though I do not fit. My team and everyone around me, the perfect people that I have always fought against, are the entire school system. I feel like such an outsider. I am more isolated than ever before. I always feel like I teach in an elementary school and my personality is not elementary type.
It is like, not at all.
No. When people are like, let's decorate our doors, like participate in this, participate in that, I'm like, nope, I am not. Today, they're like, let's go, you know, find the elf in the school. And it's like amongst teachers, like it's not even like kid based. I'm like, I'm not leaving my room. So it's funny because I feel this exact way. I like what I do. I have fun doing it. But even when I teach, I do not like make things so fun, and I'm not like up and down with my voice, and I'm not doing my, you know, little dog and pony show. Like, I am very straightforward, even for elementary. And I get it because some of these people actually make me gag when I see how much they try.
Well, I definitely want to hear what Turd has to say about this. I feel like you have something, sir.
I think it's safe to say that most people know that I'm kind of a loner self, et cetera, et cetera. I'd take care of shit on my own. And I will say that, you know, sometimes you find your own niche and sometimes you just stay in that niche and say, go the fuck away.
I'm a negative bitch. So let me just say this. When I read this, it hit really hard because that's me. That is absolutely me. I'm very much antisocial. I like very few people. All jokes aside, not kidding. I don't get along with very many people. I'm not a people person. I don't get along with administrators particularly well. My students love me. I'm straightforward. I'm honest. I'm supportive. It doesn't mean that I'm not loving, and it doesn't mean that I'm not kind and considerate. It means I don't have time for those things. I don't have time for, you know, trying to make my fellow teachers like me. I really don't care what they think. But when I read that, I felt really bad because I feel like little Miss Kisses, you are where you need to be. Fuck the other people. You're there for your kids and you're there for yourself. And if you feel like you're in the right place, fuck those other people. And now that I've been a bitch, I want to turn it over to Bunny.
In a different way, but I kind of identify with Miss Kisses here as well. I mean, I was a good kid, but I was always an extremely nerdy child. I know that's going to come as a shock to a lot of y'all. Do try to contain your surprise.
What?
No, I was hella nerdy. I don't know why I say was. I still am hella nerdy. I feel like the kids benefit from having a variety of vibes around. I mean, like, different kids are going to gravitate to different teachers and different personalities, and the kids that don't click with some of those other, how did she put it, like perfect people, is that the
yeah,
way
her perfect yeah. people mm-hmm.
yeah, like some of the kids that don't click with those people are going to need the little goofballs or nerds or former bad kids or whatever. Like, all of the kids need something different. And so who's to say that just because you're not like everybody else, that that's not actually a really, really good thing.
From the Reddits, username Simo Wilkins. I am tired of kids being mad at me because their study skills or problem solving skills are inadequate. Think in one sentence that pretty much sums up academic frustrations this year. To be clear, it's the kids who seem to think that the problem of those inadequacies are mine alone to solve, and that they should not have to be an active participant in their own improvement.
I feel like it's pretty common.
I think it's pretty common for almost every year, but I think it's more amplified this year because we're dealing, or at least on my campus, we're kind of dealing with a group of kids that, since they weren't there at the spring semester, they didn't like mature, for the lack of a better word. They didn't, I'm trying to think of another word, like they didn't fully incubate, if that makes sense.
They didn't level up.
Yes. It's a lot of hand-holding, and I'm sorry I didn't go to elementary campus to handhold. No offense to elementary teachers. Y'all are awesome, but it's like, no, I'm not here to handhold. This is your assignment. This is your responsibility. No, I am not going to answer an email that says, can you please give me a list of assignments that I have missing? Check the stupid grade book. It shows you what assignments you're missing.
Mm-hmm. I had a student just today. So all the kids have laptops and they're supposed to come to school with their laptops charged and everything. And they had an assignment to do online today. And so I'm going around kind of, you know, walking through the room, making sure people are, you know, on what they're supposed to be on. And I walk past the kid and he's got his phone out watching a movie and his laptop screen is completely black. And I was like, hey, what's the deal? How come you're not doing your stuff? You need to put your phone away, you know, turn on your laptop. Let's get going. My laptop's not working. Okay, well, we need to be solving problems instead of just ignoring them. So, you know, because ignoring the problem is not going to mean that you don't have to do the work. You need to, like, we have a class spare. I have a spare laptop. What did you think was going to happen? Like, just that you weren't going to have to do the work because your laptop wasn't charged? Like, I have a charger cable. I have a whole spare laptop. Like, anyway, it was just kind of one of those dude kind of moments.
Where are the parents?
What?
Making sure
what?
That their kids, I mean, okay, we all know kids tell some stories, right? Mm-hmm. They make up excuses. Where are they double checking to make sure that their kids are getting like a fantastic education in 2020, or at least the best you can get, right? Like, I mean, even the virtual are the worst. I mean, we thought it was bad, like when kids were in school, but like now, Jesus, I feel like a lot of this is parents. They're not modeling how to, you know, fix problems, how to communicate correctly. I feel like many problems could be avoided and or solved if parents would just help these kids out just a little
totally.
Bit. I had a situation today. I sent out emails to contact for parents of students who are currently failing my class. And it was a very nice email. Like it was, I went out of my way to be very like, I know times are stressful right now. I don't want to, you know, I just want to make you aware if there's anything that I need to do to help your student be successful, if there are technology issues that I can, you know, help you resolve, like put you in touch with the right person. Like it was very non-accusatory email. And most of the responses I got back were very like supportive and thank you for being understanding. I had no idea they're behind. I'll check with them this weekend. Like on the whole positive, except for I got this one that was, well, she's been logging in. So what are our options? That was the point at which I had to like walk away from my laptop because our student learning management system keeps a record of every time a student logs in. This child has not, logged in since November 17th.
I like that.
Oh, wow. I know we have the same system. Mm-hmm. So I know exactly what you're talking about. Receipts on receipts on receipts on receipts.
Mm-hmm. So I was able to send a screenshot to the parent and say, well, you know, from what it looks like on my end, they actually have not logged in from since such and such date. And as for making up the work, I had to bite my tongue to keep from being like, well, what are her options? I was like, her options are to do the fucking work. Yes, from our Teacher Needs a Drink contact page on the website. And this is from Mitchie. Hey, I recently stumbled upon your podcast on Spotify. I am loving it. I'm a senior in high school right now in Central New Jersey. Hey, what up?
Yay!
I am planning on becoming a teacher in the future, which is probably why I love your podcast and the vibes. Aww. Anyway, we just started a similar thing on Wednesday, like you guys mentioned on episode 62. Okay, yeah.
Oh, look at this.
Get it.
We have a half day every Wednesday, and it's a WIN, win what I need day. What I need is my first marking period grades from my AP art class to be put in. Ooh. I know we got these win Wednesdays because a bunch of students are not trying in remote learning and they're not doing their work. But then again, I know teachers that are not grading any assignments.
Several people have brought it to their attention and the administration's attention. We are all handing in assignments. We are showing up to the meetings and participating. It would definitely be a different story if we were not handing in assignments or showing up to class. What do you guys recommend for us students to do? I don't want to be annoying, but it has almost been a month since the end of the marking, since the marking period ended, and the assignments aren't even listed on our grade portal. Ooh. I hope you guys are all staying safe. I wish you guys were my teachers because you seem like great educators and overall fun people to be around.
We're best friends now. We're best friends now, Mitchie.
Best friends.
That sucks. That really, really sucks. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's an excuse for it, quite frankly. It's been a month and they're not even in your grade book. Come on. Like, that's unacceptable. I'd say at this point, be annoying.
Be annoying.
Mm-hmm. A week, no, be chill. 2 weeks, you're kind of pushing it. A month, be annoying. That is your grade, especially for an AP course. Like, that's very, very important. And you're not asking for anything that's unreasonable. I would say, even though I'm saying be annoying, you know, I always want, when I'm talking to like my students, if my students are in a position where they have to like speak to an administrator or speak to a teacher, I'm always like, I want to encourage you to be, you know, to not editorialize, to just be straightforward, cool, you know, low tones, straightforward, keep it simple, keep it respectful, but be persistent.
I was going to say, like, especially since this is an AP class, take it up the food chain. Like, you've tried with your teacher, you've tried with your campus administrators. Start CCing higher ups on emails.
Absolutely. I was just thinking emails. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. People in the district admin offices over like curriculum and instruction, or if there is an AP coordinator for your district, because if this is a course where you're going to potentially be able to get college credit, I mean, AP instructors have to get special other certifications and designations and stuff. So to find out who that person is for your district, if there is one. But yeah, just keep taking it up the food chain. Like, I'm normally all about having other teachers' backs, but you have a right to advocate for your own education, and you absolutely have a right after a month. Our grades are supposed to be in the grade book 3 days after the grade is received. So there is no reason for it to have been over a month and stuff not be in the system. That's maybe this teacher has extenuating circumstances or something, but that's something that admin needs to be addressing them and helping them come up with a solution for, because this is to the point that it's affecting you guys, and it's affecting, could potentially affect your ability to get college credit. So that's not okay. Yes.
Okay, my dudes, this is from the Teacher Needs a Drink podcast contact page. This is from Are You Ready Bunny, Professor Luna Lovegood.
Oh, yay.
All right. I work at an international school in Milan, Italy. We've been teaching in person since the start of the year with proper safety measures in place. One of our school's policies is that we will provide online learning for students with COVID-related reasons, quarantine, positive case, close contact. So we've been doing hybrid teaching for a while now. I don't need to tell you how much extra work it is for all the teachers. Because we work at a wealthy private school, these parents think they can do whatever they want. I had a parent decide to email my principal, skipped right over me, saying that they're going to Spain for the holidays and Diego will need 5 days of online learning. The principal forwards it to me and says, I think this is mom's way of compromising. I'm okay with it since it's only 5 days. Can you arrange things with mom? Thanks. Letter of rec on the way. First of all, this goes against our policy, and the fact that the principal is bending over backwards to accommodate these parents is unacceptable. But now she's made it completely impossible for me to argue with her or take a stand because my letter of recommendation is on the line. Oh. She has actually threatened me. I don't know if it was intentional or not, but smart enough to write it in the same email with a good letter of recommendation. Our school doesn't have an HR representative or union rep, and I don't feel comfortable with the director. He's got his own set of issues. So I simply have to grin and bear it and just know that it's my last year at this school. Thanks for letting me vent. Love you guys.
That's
damn
shitty.
Girl.
That's damn. Shitty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But you know what? It sounds like get that sweet letter and get out.
Get out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I want to know what teachers in Italy drink when they're not at school.
Ooh.
What's the, is it like, is it, because I feel like the stereotypical answer is wine, but is there something else? Like, write to us and let us know. What are you guys drinking around there?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Okay, what?
I have something to tell you.
What?
Tell me. Whisper it.
We have a Patreon.
What?
We do. It's actually really special, and we want you to come be a part of it. Please join our Patreon. It's only $5. You have so many cool perks that you get as a Patreon. Mostly, we love you more every single time that we get a Patreon. We're like the Grinch, and our heart grows just a little bit more. And you can get some cool things, some cool swag, as Elvis says. It makes really great Christmas presents for your fellow teacher friends. We have shot glasses and cool adult grown-up things like that. So please, come be one of our friends. So in honor of the weekend, we are going to play Mary, Shag, Push Off a Cliff, Breakfast Foods.
Yes.
Your choices are pancakes, waffles, and French toast. You have to bang one, you have to marry one, and you have to push one off a cliff.
I am going to marry pancakes, I am going to bang waffles, and I am going to go ahead and shove French toast off a cliff.
Incorrect. All right, Lucille. Lucille, give me your opinion.
I'm just banging French toast because it sounds sexy. I am marrying waffles just because of the pockets. And pancakes are always dead to me. I don't like them anyway, so they're going off the cliff.
Same breakdown, but different reasons. I would marry waffles because they're sturdy and they're versatile, and I feel like I could do different, like, pecan waffles or banana nut waffles, or, like, you can do different things with them, so you can change it up a little bit. So that would be nice for the variety. French toast, I would bang because it's so rich and it's so sugary. Like, you don't want it all the time, but sometimes you want it. And then pancakes, I think, are just kind of
boring.
In this particular situation, the least interesting.
They're the straight white man of the trio.
Oh. I mean, yeah, I wasn't going to say it, but
I had to.
Tappies, like, real bad.
No, I'm in accordance with you, Bunny. I'm going to marry a waffle. I'm going to bang that French toast out. I'm going to push pancakes off a cliff. Well, that's all the time we have here on Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. I really, sincerely, truly hope that this is the last time you have to ever hear me host the show ever again.
Aww.
We miss our darling Elvis. He is the bee's knees. It's too bad he's got the COVID. It is the week before winter break, and it is super important, I think, now more than ever. It's getting colder. It's rainy here. The weather is not conducive to mental health for me currently. And I just want to encourage everyone to just take a little while for yourself. Read a book. Have a cup of coffee. Go sit outside in the sunshine if you can. You cannot pour from an empty pot. So make sure that you are taking care of yourself. It was so awesome to be here today with you guys. We love you, Lucille.
No, I love you all, too.
Forwards and backwards in every position you can think of.
Okay.
Speaking of terrible people, Turd, you're not one of those people. We love you.
Thank you. I thought you were one of those people. I was a terrible person.
Did she insult you?
So, he was waiting for the punchline.
I was like, wait a minute.
I'd like to keep you on your toes.
Yes. And, you know, I'd like to throw in one tip, and that is, hey, there's this thing called auto reply. Use the shit out of that, ladies and gentlemen, over the break.
Speaking of wonderful advice, Bunny, what would we do without you?
Aw, you're sweet. I love you guys, and I'm really glad to be able to be back, and I want to give shout-outs to Elvis and the whole crew over at Graceland, and also to Rosé, who is also recovering from the Ronas, along with the Graceland crew. So we love you guys, and we hope you feel better, and we look forward to seeing you back soon.
We miss you guys. Well, you guys, that's it for all of us here at Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. As always, deep breaths, deep drinks. Cheers.
Yes. Cheers. Cheers.
All right, my friends, thanks for joining us for another episode of Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. I'd like to give an extra special thank you to my host today, Miss Shirley Temper. I appreciate her jumping in while I was on death's door. And I'd also like to thank my other host today, Miss Lucille Lane, Miss Bunny O'Hare, and Mr. Turd Ferguson. I'd also like to thank Ludlam Dramatics for sponsoring us and all of our Patreons out there. Thank you guys so much. Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast comes out every Wednesday. And that's about all I got. If you want to contact us, you can tag us on Instagram or Facebook, or hit us up through the contact page on teacherneedsadrinkpodcast.com. All right, my friends, have a healthy, safe holiday. Try to get a break, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.